Hi, I'm Scarlett and welcome to Dishing Up. This is a light bite and it's all about saffron. Saffron is one of the world's most weird and wonderful spices. It's been used in everything from ancient magical potions in Sumer to wedding night aphrodisiacs in Persia and even as a remedy for the battle wounds of Alexander the Great. In addition to its crazy history, it's also the world's most expensive spice, which is why you may have heard saffron referred to as red gold. It's so costly that there's actually a black market of fake saffron, and stuff labelled as pure saffron is often adulterated with other substances like corn silk threads. The real stuff is actually the dried out stigma, that's the sticky part of a flower that collects pollen, of the crocus flower, which grows in hot places like the Mediterranean and North Africa in autumn. It comes in trumpet-shaped red threads, which have a sweet but musky scent. And, if you've ever cooked with the spice before, you'll know that it turns water, your fingers, and annoyingly, your wooden spoon yellow. Now, the reason you can find saffron in my cupboard is because I absolutely love making paella. Although paella gets a bit of a bad rep for being tricky to make, it's actually the first dish that I ever learned to cook. When I was a teenager, I had a long-term boyfriend whose family had an apartment in Spain. We would go on holiday there sometimes, and I completely fell in love with the amazing flavours and aromas of seafood paella. So, back in England, we learned to make it. We spent many Friday nights dicing chorizo and deveining prawns before proudly presenting a dish of beautiful golden bomba rice to his family. Since then, paella has always been my go-to dinner party meal. While other people spent their first year at uni drinking wine from unwashed mugs, don't get me wrong, I did myself too. My friends and I would all chip in for ingredients and I'd cook panfuls of paella as everyone drank wine and smoked out of the window. It's thought that saffron first came about around 4,000 years ago during the Bronze Age, and it was grown from a species of the crocus flower that was wild in Greece at the time. It's unsurprising then that some of the earliest known uses of saffron were in ancient Greece, where they would mix the spice with water to dye their dark hair blonde as well as to paint with. Around the same time, over in Africa, Egyptian pharaohs would perfume their homes with saffron, as well as using it as an aphrodisiac. It's likely that Cleopatra herself actually placed saffron in her bathwater as a way to enhance her sexual pleasure. In Persia, newlyweds would drink a concoction of milk and saffron on their wedding night before going to bed, where threads of saffron would be scattered. Of course, this was only for the wealthy, who used the spice as a status symbol, flavouring their food, dyeing their robes, and perfuming their homes with it. Being so prominent in the ancient world, it makes sense that there are a good few myths about saffron. In one ancient Greek tale, Crocus was a mortal youth who was having an affair with a nymph. Despite her beauty, he was dissatisfied, and so to punish him, the gods turned the ungrateful boy into the crocus flower. In another version of the myth, Crocus was a companion of the messenger god Hermes and was accidentally killed by him when he stood up at the wrong time in a game of discus. As his blood dripped into the soil, the saffron flower bloomed. Like Cleopatra, mythology says that Aphrodite, the goddess of love, put saffron in her bathwater, but unlike the Egyptian queen, Aphrodite used a spice to enhance her beauty. Equally, the god Zeus is said to have slept on a bed of saffron to enhance his sex drive, while the cults of the god Dionysus, who were known for their hedonism and generally outlandish behaviour, would burn the spice during their rituals. Though saffron has had many peculiar uses in its long history, these days it's mostly used to make some of our favourite tasty dishes. Primarily found in European, North African and South Asian cuisines, it often features in recipes for tagines, risottos, curries and paellas. The spice has an earthy sweet flavour with a touch of bitterness and floral notes, and it works really well when flavouring chicken or seafood. As well as adding flavour to a dish, saffron also elevates things that can look really boring, like rice, and make them into something beautiful. And since we eat with our eyes first, the rich yellow colour that the spice produces is another reason why it's so desirable. Paella has saffron to thank for its inviting colour and delectable flavour, and so I have saffron to thank for many wonderful memories and hopefully many more to come. Thank you for listening. I'm Scarlett and this is Dishing Up. Today we've learned all about saffron. See you next time, and remember, who you are is what you eat.